This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tomorrow is Ida Hobbit Day, International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia, Intersexism and Transphobia. It's a moment to reflect on how far we've come and the stories that have helped shape the fight for equality. And at Melbourne Museum, one evolving exhibition is quietly and powerfully capturing those stories. Joining us is Michael Reason, Senior Curator at Melbourne at Museum Victoria. Michael, welcome back.
Hi, Michael.
Always good to be back, and I always love being on this program.
Michael, let's start with the new addition to the museum's collection. What has just been unveiled?
Well, we were lucky when Neighbours was axed for the second time in 2023 that we acquired some of the costumes from the show. And I'd asked specifically for the two suits worn by the characters of David and Aaron in the first same-sex wedding that was shown on Australian television, which happened just less than a year after the plebiscite in 2017.
It's kind of, in some ways, I'm surprised that it took that long to get a same-sex wedding on TV. There was no ceremonies or anything like that?
No, I guess because it wasn't, officially legal. So Neighbours had decided to actually, that the two characters would marry in the show, and this was in 2017, and so they decided whatever happened with the plebiscite, they would actually have them, either commitment ceremony or a marriage, but fortunately, the plebiscite was a success, and so they decided to go ahead with the marriage storyline.
We're chatting with Michael Reason, Senior Curator at Museums Victoria, about Rainbow Threads. Tell us about the Rainbow Threads exhibition again, for listeners who haven't seen it. What's it all about?
It's been an exhibition going for 2 years, and it's been like a sort of one of those progressive dinners, and there's been things coming in and things going out, so we've been able to present a number of queer stories sort of showcasing objects that we've collected over the last, say, 5 years. And so we actually started with one of the Neighbours' significant weddings, which was between the character played by trans actress and activist Georgie Stone, who was actually playing a trans character as well, and she got married in the show. So we started the exhibition in 2023 with those wedding outfits, and we decided to end the exhibition, which now ends at the 22nd of June. We decided to bring out the other wedding outfits we collected, which was worn by the characters of David and Aaron in the first same-sex wedding in 2018. So we're thrilled to bring those out. So yes, we actually brought them out in March, which was the 40th anniversary of Neighbours. So just to sort of say how Neighbours had sort of changed, how it was very sort of not very diverse at the beginning, but certainly has throughout the years, particularly after 2000, has been presenting more diverse stories, more diverse characters and more diverse actors, which has often come from the actors themselves or from the public, wanting to see new and different stories, which has been great.
Michael, why do you think it's important that museums not only reflect the past, but, also capture queer moments like you are here from Neighbours?
Oh, absolutely. We're here for everyone, and it's just great to present stories, not just to queer people, but to everyone else. And I've been quite thrilled that in the 2 years that we've had, trans stories, non-binary stories, lesbian, bisexual, all sorts of different stories, and we haven't had one, complaint from a member of the public saying, how dare you have that in the gallery? So that's actually been quite a thrilling moment for me that we've had, hundreds of thousands of people see these stories and learn about, that people are just like themselves, and we haven't had one sort of person questioning why that we've got those in the galleries, and no one going, someone think of the children, how dare you have those? So that's actually been quite a thrill.
Think of the children and put these on display. It's good for them. Good for them.
Exactly,
let them be curious.
Exactly. Absolutely. But yeah, I always thought we might get some complaints, but no, not one. So that's been a thrill. That it's been, the stories have been there, over 2 years. World AIDS Day, we had an exhibition about Bendigo Queer Film Festival and also different ones like that. So AFLW. So it's been quite thrilling that that people have actually been looking, been learning and been enjoying these stories and realising that they are part of the Victorian history and the Victorian presence as well.
Michael, before we let you go, it is Joy's Radiothon week. It's all about connection and being stronger together. How important is it that we tell stories, that we have organisations such as Joy that enable stories to be told that otherwise perhaps wouldn't be heard, just like what you're doing?
Well, it is learning. I mean, I find most prejudices come from not fear and just not knowing, and often it's not till you actually meet a person, whether, you know, actually in the flesh or through their story being presented, you know, through Joy FM or through a magazine article or through a museum or art gallery, you actually realise, hang on, they're just a person just like me. You know, there might be different aspects to their lives, but, you know, they love, they live, they work, they, you know, aspire to things, they like to do leisure activities, you know, they may have children, they may have fur babies, they may have, you know, have all sorts of things. And so, but you often will see the similarities between people, and I think that's what breaks down prejudices about the other. So that's why we're all important, that we are presenting these stories. It's personalising, I think, a particular trait. You know, it's easy to say, oh, gays are like this, or trans people are like that. But as soon as you actually meet a trans person or a gay person or a lesbian, that you realise, you know, that's what they are. They are a person of many sort of different facets, and that's just one part of their lives. So I think that's what is important about collecting these stories and presenting these stories to the public.
Michael, love chatting to you as always. If we want to see the exhibition, what do we need to do and when?
So it's in at Melbourne Museum. It's part of just normal entry. So you come and see us, and it's on to Sunday, June 22nd. But also, we're interested about hearing about queer stories, to collect them as well. So, you know, if anyone's got any interesting stories from the past or from the present, we're always interested to hear about them.
Michael, always good to chat with you. Thanks for joining us on Drive today.
Thanks really much for that.
Thank you. Michael Reason, Senior Curator at Museums Victoria.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.